And then, whenever you're ready. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's October 31st.
You'd never know.
You'd never know that.
You would never guess it.
And welcome to episode number 18.
18.
Can you believe we've done 18?
I can't believe we've done 18 of these. It seems like just yesterday that you got this brilliant idea.
Well, I don't know if brilliant's quite the word I would use.
I would use brilliant because that's just my frame of mind.
In interest of, before I get carried away, my name is Kerr Hunt, CEO, founder of S3 Productions, as we do another episode of Teachers Talk Coffee. Now, I've always said one of the joys of doing live shows is you're never really sure what's going to happen.
That's right.
One of the disadvantages is you're never really sure what's going to happen.
Especially when you don't have a script in front of you.
And if I had one, I probably wouldn't pay a whole lot of attention to
it. No, me neither.
My guest star today is Ms. Marianne Richmond, professional science educator.
Yes. Without makeup. I have no makeup on today. I'm my true and natural self.
And we're doing something special. This is Bones Coffee out of Florida. And it's Jamaican Me Crazy.
Jamaican Me Crazy.
So
it's my favorite label, I want you to know. Of all the coffees we've done, that's my favorite label.
But because it's Jamaica Mon, and it's Halloween with Bones Coffee. So I think without further ado, think we ought to try a swig of Jamaica Mon.
It's like scaldingly hot, and I see you lost the picture.
It turned off.
Anyway, part of the joys is we're never sure what's going to happen, right? And that's just the way it works. So that's pretty good. It's got a strange, I don't want to say.
That is very unusual. It tastes almost fruity. Or is that my mouth tasting fruity?
I don't know. It does have an interesting.
Kind of a fruity.
I'm not sure how I would describe it.
All right, one more sip. Let's try and describe it. Get back that picture, boys. I don't want to waste this look. I can't.
So I keep recording, but it's just penis.
Okay, anyway, that's fine.
Well, life goes on.
Okay, well, what is that aftertaste?
I'm not sure.
I've never had a coffee that has this aftertaste in my life.
I'm not sure.
You know what? Y'all need to get a cup and just have a little sip and see what you think.
I'm not sure what that is. I bought it because of the label, obviously.
It's fruity.
Yeah, it does have a interesting
fruity aftertaste. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So,
I like that.
In mind,
with that in mind, what?
Well, I'm not sure how I would. It's interesting. I'll say that.
Okay. I'm not averse to it. I don't think I want to drink it every morning.
Probably not.
But I think once in a while, I would like to drink this very much.
To be different.
Yes. Just to have that, not the same old thing.
Yeah, I could go with that.
Yep. So on a scale of 1 to 10?
1 to 10. On the 10-cup scale.
On the 10-cup scale.
10 being perfect and 0 being recycled dishwater.
Which I had a few weeks ago at a restaurant that I will not name. Let me see. One more time. You start today.
All right.
And you tell me what you think. Because
it's like a chocolate almost.
Maybe that's it. It tastes like fruity candy to me. It's like the aftertaste, but I don't find it unpleasant. And sitting in my mouth, I just don't mind it.
Well, I will have to admit my bias. I'm not a big flavored coffee.
I am not also.
That's why
I go for plain creamer. I don't put the hazelnut crap in it.
Well, I go for hot, black, bitter, and strong, just like my soul. I'm going to say it probably a 7.5, maybe an 8.
I was going to say a 7. A good, strong 7, but no higher than that.
Okay.
I don't dislike it, but it's not something. You know how I drink my espresso.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
But remember, now I will, in interest of fairness or honesty, I ordered a sample pack from this company.
Right.
And we had the high voltage one a little earlier.
Oh, wow.
And it was double the caffeine.
Oh my God. I went home awake that day.
Yeah.
There was no tired in me.
This one we picked for Halloween because of the
The label is cool. I would really like a t-shirt of that. That is cool.
Here we go. Now we have
John. Get your cup, son.
Grab a cup.
Get your cup. All right. There's cups over there and the coffee's right there, bud.
All right. We have our tiebreaker here.
Yeah. It's not, I don't know. Let me see what the ingredients are there, Dave.
It doesn't really say.
Where's the coffee?
Right here in this pot. Where's the only pot that's there, John?
Yeah, it belongs to your dad, so.
I wasn't sure. You were using a little pot.
All right. He's got to go get his.
I'd say
a good seven and a half.
I'm going to go a good strong seven, but no higher than that. I won't even go a 7.1. But I also won't go a 6.9 either.
It's different. Let's put it that way.
And there,
by the way,
okay,
this is
it's
not,
just
to the Bones Coffee Company. We are not slamming your program at
God,
all.
God no.
It's just
different, and I think it's a question of not being used to different. I'd like to know what kind of coffee beans these are, because it's a medium roast, and again, I'm used to a more a darker roast.
So. Now we have.
This is my former student and now my friend Stacy. Would you like a cup of coffee to join us? It's you can be a part of our panel.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Or
so,
you can sit and listen to the diatribe.
Cake,
oh, did you?
Okay. So.
Cake. Sit and join us. I'll be right there.
Right. So, Jonathan, I need you to take a swig of
this. Take a sip and tell us what you think.
Okay. Tell us what you think. Now. You have to, in interest of honesty, tell everybody if you doctored it up or not, because I drink
What did you put in it?
I put the French vanilla creamer.
Okay.
So with that in mind, give us your initial.
Tastes kind of watery to me.
Who made it?
John did.
Your dad made watery coffee? Blame him.
Okay, I'll blame him.
By the way, I will say this, because when I make coffee, it tends to run somewhere between tar and battery
me
acid.
Me too. And nobody wants to drink my coffee the way I like it, so.
So we weren't really sure how to make this, so. Oh well.
Yeah.
It's all right. I mean, just the watery gets to you. But
what about the taste? Doesn't that kind of taste fruity to you, or what is the aftertaste in your mouth?
I don't taste fruit. I taste more just coffee, like bitter a little bit. I don't know if I put enough creamer or, just.
All right, well,
I honestly taste something fruity and delicious.
Did you put anything in yours?
Just regular creamer. I don't put the flavored stuff because I want to taste the coffee and see what my... How do you like my makeup?
I like it.
Took me forever.
I was kind of hoping you'd come over here in your Batman suit. That's it.
Oh, okay.
I have a Batman t-shirt on, but I had to turn it inside out. Anyway, okay. Coffee.
So... On a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being perfect and 0 being recycled dishwater.
Dale gave it a 7. Dale gave it a 7, 7 and a half. I gave it a straight 7. And you?
Probably about a 5 and a half, 6 at the most.
Really?
Okay. I don't know. It just doesn't taste watery to me.
That's why we do what we do.
That is why we do what we do.
That last one when I did the show with you, that one was good.
Well,
which one was that one?
I don't remember that.
The high octane one, wasn't it? The double caffeine one?
No, you weren't part of that.
No?
That does bring up. We're going to take a quick commercial technical break. Keep talking.
Yeah. Which one was that? Because that was the one when I wasn't here.
Yeah.
And your dad wasn't here. It was just you and Mr. Hahn.
I'm trying to remember. I think it was Koa.
Oh, because my favorites are still my espresso, and I don't even care if the espresso costs a lot of money. I'll buy that cheap Caffè Yabe espresso, and the darker the roast, the happier I am. I wish somebody who went to Peru this summer had brought me some coffee.
You didn't tell me.
Well, I didn't think
That's
about
okay.
it. I thought you'd know.
We have some from Mexico City.
Mm.
We do have Bones medium roast.
Oh, okay. Do we have Bones dark roast in there at all?
We have Bones espresso.
Oh, that's it. That's the one. I'll make that one next week.
Okay. Well, I guess that answered that question.
Okay.
And we have Bones coffee dark roast.
Dark roast, I can do that one too.
All right.
And when we run out, we'll just mix it all together and see if we have a Bones extravaganza.
Well, matter of fact, I won't tell you, but we have a coffee can over there that the unused grounds, the monkfish, they're all going into one can.
It doesn't make a whole pot.
Yeah, it's
right?
going into one can. So one of these days we're going to have the mystery pot.
But that's probably going to be the best pot.
Probably.
That's going to be the best pot of coffee we have.
Well, I look
forward to this one.
We did that last year when Daniel was here and he kicked me off my own show and did the mystery pot with.
Oh, Daniel. Yeah. Okay, here's your medium roast. I can handle dark roast and espresso. Because I measure my coffee. I don't just pour it into the thing. I measure it.
That looks about right.
Oh, okay, do you want me to take these two with me and we'll figure it out from there?
We have Scott here, our professional man of means, by all means, who makes
King of the Road
happen. King of the Road. So, to recap, because my director's telling me we're almost out of time. I give it a 7.5.
I gave it a straight 7.
I gave it about a 6, now 6.5. I can kind of taste the fruity.
It's nicer after a while, isn't it? I'm really kind of enjoying this now. Yeah. I might have to up mine to a 7.5 because so we'll go with a 7.
All right.
Because you gave it a 6.5, I gave it a 7.5. Mr. Hong gave it a 7. That averages out to a 7. But I think the more we drink it, the more we like it. So it might be a good strong 9 in about half an hour. You never know. Okay, are we signing off here?
Hang on. We got one more thing to do.
All right.
It is Halloween. Halloween would not be complete without
candy.
Chocolate.
Yay.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Have another one.
All right.
Crew gets something.
Candy. And Three Musketeers. Do you know that Three Musketeers, what's the other one that has the caramel in it?
Is it Mars? Milky Way?
Milky Way. Do you know that Milky Way was supposed to be Three Musketeers, and Three Musketeers was supposed to be Milky Way? So this was supposed to be the Milky Way bar, but somebody messed up the wrappers, and so now we have Three Musketeers and Milky Way, and they're opposite. So, okay. But Snickers is still Snickers. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. Any final words? I know you don't drink coffee, but...
No, I'm late. Sorry, but,
You're never late. You're always... All right.
I had to get my wife's costume ready.
That's okay. So, I know you always have a...
I always have a final word. I want to thank the people in the military that represent us and keep our way of life. You do us all proud. Veterans Day is coming up, and I want to thank you for your service, every single one of you. Thanks to the policemen, thanks to the firemen, the first responders, wherever you are, whatever you do. And my little shout out goes to all the teachers who have made this world what it is. Thank you.
And my contribution to that is I want to send all these kids home high on sugar to drive their parents nuts come 3:34.
Yeah, to see what we have to go through every day.
So I'm doing my best to
doing your part.
That job.
All right. So my name is Kurt Hunt. Thank you for the joint. Show number 18.
18.
Wow.
18.
Wow.
Bones Coffee.
And way to go, Bones.
Jamaica Mon Coffee. There you go. If you have any questions, comments, hints, suggestions, complaints, whatever, you can always reach me on email at oscsswjuno.com, facebook.com/s3productions1, and we look forward to another episode of Teachers Talk Coffee, because
we can,
and we
say so,
and we do.
So, there it is.
With that, thank you very much, and goodbye.